sitting on the table.
Dignity.
Security.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Respect.
Justice.
Justice.
Justice. Justice.
Justice.
Equality.
Equality.
Remedy.
And protection.
Fairness.
Fair trial.
Citizens.
Right.
Will.
Peace.
Losers.
News.
Men.
My mistake, let me make it good. I raised the wall, and I will be the one to knock it down.
Asylum,
identity,
family,
home,
conscience,
expression,
expression.
Expression,
expression,
participation,
democracy,
welfare,
work,
work,
leisure,
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 health,
education,
focus,
culture,
human rights,
Charter Dana,
solid,
solid,
responsibility.
Fill in the mortar. I raise the wall, and I'm the only one. I will be the one to knock it down.
Good afternoon to all of our listeners on CJTR Community Radio at 91.3 FM and over the internet at cjtr.ca. We can also be heard on Sastel Max at channel 806 and Access Communications Digital Service at channel 700. Wherever you are, welcome to Human Rights Radio, hosted weekly by Amnesty International volunteers, who are a worldwide movement of people dedicated to the promotion of human rights and the safety of all human beings. We're building a world in which every person enjoys the rights included in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other human rights standards. Our theme song is titled 30 Words, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, written and performed by REM and a collection of musicians from around the world. My name is Jim Hutchings, and today my special guest is Evening Star Andreas. And I'm just wondering, what do you consider? Are you an activist, an organizer?
I'm a protector.
Protector. What do we call you for? Like, do people call you Evening Star?
Star.
Just Star. Okay, Star.
Yes.
Already. And I'm reminded of an afternoon in February 14th.
Yes.
And you and I were both involved, and you were leading the parade here, where we were braving the weather, and the weather was not nice.
It was pretty cold.
Yeah. And we marched from the old territorial building.
Yes, on Dewdney Park.
On Dewdney Park. And down the street, and I think we could hardly see. It was so nasty.
It was so cold when I got to the IMCF. It was like a skating rink on my face.
And there was a good reason for us to be there. And basically we're continuing the quest for answers for the missing and murdered. Stolen.
Persons.
Yeah.
And Indigenous women too,
yeah,
and men. There's also men that have gone missing and murdered too.
Right. So when did you first get started doing this, Star?
I'd say last year. Well, a couple of years before that, I used to join Brenda Dubois behind the Dewdney Territorial Building, and I'd join their little vigil. And last year, Brenda Dubois handed me the torch to continue that vigil every February 14th.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Missing and Murdered Persons Memorial March, and that is across Canada.
Right, right. How long has that been happening?
Oh, I think about 20 years, maybe more.
Yeah. I found it really shocking, thought-provoking when the RCMP finally came up with a number countrywide. And I don't know how accurate the number is, but I presume it's reasonably close. So I think it was about 1,200.
That's what they're saying, 1,200. Yeah. But I think every day there's someone posted on the missing report. Every day there's a woman that's gone missing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think that number has reached higher.
So what kind of reaction? I guess what we're trying to do basically is raise awareness and
yes.
And make people knowledgeable about what has happened in the past and what continues to happen. And
as a community, we should come together and realize we are missing some people out of our community. And as a community, we should make the government accountable and have the government answer the questions that we have, like, where did our sisters go? Where did our girls go? As soon as the girls went missing in Africa, they sent help. But what about us? What about in your own backyards? What about your own Canadian sisters?
Right, right.
And brothers.
For sure, for sure. And it's something, I think, too, that there's a certain level of awareness, but there just doesn't, it seems like we're reaching to get enough people concerned about the situation to pressure our leaders, pressure our politicians to actually do something, to actually improve the way we're looking at the problem. I think even acknowledging the problem.
Well, last year when I was handed the torch, I was supposed to do four events. And I thought about how can I get into the public's face about the issue. We took the streets. We walked the sidewalks. When people in Ontario were stopping trains and blocking highways, but in Regina, we were marching the sidewalks. Then we got brave and we took the streets. Then we even got braver, and we took Albert Street Bridge for 24 hours. We had to get in the people's faces. We had to let the people know. These women aren't statistics. These women had families. They have names, and they have families. They had communities. We have to.
Right.
We got to keep doing it. And I passed the flag to Zeke Big Knife to continue these events, and I'll still support them, and we'll keep doing it until we either get an inquiry or a trust fund for the children of the mothers that were taken from them.
And this is an ongoing thing, like every day you read in the news.
Oh, every day there's someone gone missing. Someone just can't disappear. They just can't.
Yeah, for sure. Is there any sign from the political side that people are getting the message, or is this still your main objective?
It's getting so frustrating. I keep on trying to think of what else can I do? What else can a community do to get some kind of answer from Harper or anybody? And it is heartbreaking. I just need, I just wish I had some kind of suggestions or someone that has a magic mm-hmm. word, or, because I ain't going to give up. I'm sure I just can't give up. I can't give up. That's my community.
Mm-hmm.
My community needs me, and my community needs those women back.
And you're not alone.
We're not alone.
You have
We have supporters.
Supporters.
There's a group of us that do the events together. We are mm-hmm. having another event
mm-hmm.
on May 10th on Mother's Day. It's called Have a Heart in Victoria Park. Right. And this is for the children of the ones that went missing or murdered.
So when is that going to, what time of the day? It's going to be on Mother's Day?
Yes, on Mother's Day at 2:00 in 2:00. Victoria Park.
Okay. Well, hopefully your weather will be a little nicer than what it is today, but it seems It seems to attract bad weather somehow.
Hopefully our creator will have a heart. Right.
So if someone wants to take part in this, how would they go about that?
They could contact me through Facebook, Evening Star Andreas, or they can show up at Victoria Park at 2. They could bring treats for the kids, because mm-hmm. it's just for the kids. It's not like a big protest. We won't be carrying signs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We're just going to show the love for the children as the community should.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many... I suppose it'd be difficult to say how many children have actually been affected. I mean, we're talking about these are children of our missing sisters and daughters.
There's a few of them
right
there.
And so what happens to them?
That's what I mean. Right. The community has to come together to give them strength. Because that must be hard for a mother to tell her grandchild, your mama's not coming home, because we don't know where she is.
Right.
And that child's going to wake up every day and he's going to think, oh, my mom doesn't love me because she's not here. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. That's not the way it is. How can you tell your child, your daughter, your mom's missing?
Right, right.
Well, why can't you find her, mom? Why can't you find her?
Yeah, very, very hard to, make a child understand. When it's very hard for us to understand ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. If we had the ear of the government, what sort of thing would you be telling them that you need done?
We need to start our own search team here. Our own. I know we do have one, but an emergency search team, maybe with cadaver dogs, and. There's a machine, I'm not sure what it's called, GP. It detects human remains underground.
Oh, really?
We need one of those. Mm-hmm. And we need devoted and dedicated people that will go out in the fields mm-hmm. to try find some kind of evidence and let us be... let us have some kind of access to this DNA, all the remains that were found too.
That's the biggest part of the problem, I guess. That it's so hard to know what's happened to them. They pretty much disappear without a trace.
Yes,
most famous one, I guess, in Regina is Tamara Keepness.
Yes, I was on the search team for her.
Right.
And that's exactly how can a little girl disappear? Where could she be?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I looked in garbages, under old rugs, in garages, in trains, under trains, on top of rooftops. Where could this little girl go?
Right, right. Yeah, it's and when you have someone missing like that, I think. The mothers that are left have to ask themselves, well, could this happen to my child?
It could happen to anybody's child.
Right.
It could happen to you even. It could happen to me. This has to come to a stop.
I wonder myself if this isn't sort of a sign of a bigger problem, just a general apathy where people are so self-involved in their own lives that they're not looking around them, not paying attention to what's going around them. And it's, for some reason or other, they think it doesn't affect them. And
It does affect them. Like I said, it's the community. We are the community. We are the community. It does affect us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a ripple effect.
Right. And it seems to me that it's sort of a symptom also of a larger problem of support for First Nations and lower income families, where they have better access for their health requirements, better access to education. And this is something that I was talking to you about earlier, Dr. Cindy Blackstock and her campaign to improve the situation for First Nations families, because she has studied the situation over years and has come to the conclusion as a result of her studies that the government is not funding children as far as their health needs and educational needs to the same extent as non-Aboriginal children. So we need to improve opportunities for First Nations children.
Well, to me, that's just another fight I got to do.
It is, but I think it's integrated. You know, I think that it's all part of the, when you look at the big picture.
So racist.
I think that the missing and murdered women, First Nations women, is really a symptom of a larger problem. You know, you don't just go out and solve this crime. And I think that's kind of the way governments are looking at it. They're saying, okay, well, we have our criminal investigation units and we'll go out and investigate these individual things and we'll find the perpetrators and we'll punish them and eventually this problem will go away. But I see this as a symptom of a problem. It's not the problem itself. And we need a broader approach, and that is what I would be telling our governments, both, you know, locally, provincially, federally. They need a broader approach. They need to study the problem, and of course, that's what I think an inquiry would be all about, which is what I think everyone who is concerned about this issue wants to see. An inquiry, you know, so.
Either that or something for the children, like start a fund for the children. Because I believe we are not going to get an inquiry. But, you know, I can't think negative because...
Well, people didn't think it was possible to have an NDP government in Alberta.
Yes.
So nothing is impossible.
Nothing is,
pigs
right.
Pigs can fly.
Oh, man. Yes.
You know, so...
But either they I'm just going to give this guy a decision. You either give us an inquiry or start a funding for the children. You pick, because I ain't stopping. I'm always going to be in Harper's face. He most probably knows me by my first name already, because I went right to Ottawa with this.
Mm-hmm.
I went right to Ottawa with my flag banging on the door.
Right.
But he wasn't home.
Yeah. Well, it is all about awareness. It is all about making our elected people, representatives, aware of what our concerns are. And, you know, it's the old squeaky wheel gets the grease type of thing. If we don't keep on keeping on and making people aware of what... Of the existence of the problem and the need to find a solution, then it's not going to happen. It'll just things will just continue on as they have. So we can't let that happen, and we need people like you, who are at the front, right in the front lines, and you know, freezing your face off in a blizzard in February, and making sure that people are aware. And people, why is that woman standing there? You know, in the freezing cold, and they're walking, you know, leading a parade down the street. Well, the reason is.
It's yeah. Because of Diane, my friend Diane,
mm-hmm.
My cousin Maxine, Tamara, Brandy, Pam. The list could go on and on. Diane Big Eagle is mother of Danita Big Eagle. Maxine is the mother of Kelly. And these two women, they're my strength, but I know I'm their strength. I will go do anything I can for these two women. I will jump in a high-speed egg in front of these women. I feel like I want to be their stepping stone. I want to be their strength, because they must be tired. They must carry all that hurt. Well, of course they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be there for them to make their voices heard, and I'll do anything I can to make their voices heard.
And Diane Big Eagle is one of the grandmothers.
No, the mother of Danita.
I know, but she's raising her grandchildren.
Yes, she is Danita's son.
Yeah.
And there's so much of a different story behind that one. And these women, they're my strength too, but I also got to be their strength. And if they want me to do something, and they know I'll do it for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the sort of thing that needs to be done, for sure. Yeah. And I think the average person is going to ask themselves, well, what can I do with such a huge problem?
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I'm just me. But no, you're not. You have a community behind you. You ask some of that community to come sit with you on that bridge for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I had cookums out there with me
mm-hmm.
all through the whole 24 hours. You have community, and they will back you up if you need it. And I believe in my community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that can be done, speaking from the Amnesty International perspective, is we write letters, you know, and it, you know, I just like to encourage people to do that. Writing letters is really not that hard, and if you need to have any sort of instruction on how to do it, on Tuesday nights at the coffee shop. No, my
Artful Dutch.
No, it's not.
Oops,
it's a great place, but Atlantis. It's Atlantis. We're in the vault at Atlantis on Tuesday night. I had a mind stall there. That's because I'm a senior.
But isn't it free postage if you're running to Harper?
Oh yes,
it's absolutely free postage, guys. So yep. Keep writing.
Yeah, you can send letters to Mr. Harper, and they, much as, you know, it may not fall into what they think is important, but if they want to get voted in again, if, you know, their election is coming up, now is the time to turn up the heat. If they want to get reelected, then they've got to pay attention to what the citizens think is important. And if they have hundreds of letters hitting their desk every day saying missing and murdered women, First Nations women, is important, you're not doing enough, and we need you to do more, then they've got to think to themselves, well, this is something we need to address. And that's what, to my mind, is what needs to be done. So, what
I found that out. You could send mail free to Harper, yes. So hey.
Yes. Yeah,
he's
for sure.
A lot of love letters.
Yes. Well, and of course, that was... brings me back to the Have a Heart campaign that Dr. Cindy Blackstock instituted, where for Valentine's Day, Prime Minister Harper got, I hope bags and bags of Valentines from all of us, encouraging him to change government policy towards health care and for education for First Nations children. And just one of the many things that needs to be changed. You know, it's a start. Everything that can be done to make a difference adds up. And we need to keep the momentum going in that direction. After all.
I ain't stopping.
By the way, I forgot to mention at the beginning of this program, I'd like to acknowledge we're on Treaty 4 land.
Yes, so is this going to mention that.
Yes.
Yes.
And we are all treaty people. I am a treaty person and you're a treaty person.
You sure are a treaty.
Yeah. So, there. So, just from that point of view, what we're doing is we're living up to our treaty obligations. We want the government to live up to its treaty obligations and look after this problem, acknowledge this problem, find a solution to this problem. And when we have enough people who acknowledge the problem, then we're going to start to be able to find solutions. That's my hope.
It's a must.
Yes. And because it affects so many people. Well, you were just listing off a few of the people that you know.
Yes.
And it's tragic. You were telling me you were looking at a list and there are just too many people that you knew personally.
I knew personally and I didn't even know they passed or even knew they went missing. and the names and even the stolen angels, the babies that were murdered or have gone missing too. It's just it's inconceivable.
And really, when you look at it, you're looking towards the future. You know, this is what you really want and what we all want. We see where we are now. We see what our children are living with now, and we want things to be better for them in the future, better than what we see now for ourselves. We want an improvement, and the only way that there can be an improvement is if we take the time. People like yourself.
Yes, it has to get better. Because when I walk through our neighborhood and I see these young girls, and I get so scared of them, not of them, but their future. And I tell them, you guys stick together, be buddy systems, do the buddy systems when you walk around together. Don't walk anywhere alone. Mm-hmm. Keep your doors locked. And you know, we live in Canada. I shouldn't be telling these girls this. I should be telling them, enjoy your life. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do. Be creative. Go out there and just be who you all can be. But instead, I'm telling them, be scared. Don't talk to nobody. Hide. Yeah. And that's not healthy.
Yeah. I think part of your comment there was especially telling, though, is to stay together.
Yes.
And I think you got to be smart, too, and avoid, you know, situations that could be dangerous and be able to recognize situations that could be dangerous. But anyway, we have reached the end of our first half hour.
All right.
So I'm going to go to the break here now. And, before I do that, I would just like to congratulate the winners of the 2015 Look and Listen Lottery. You may have had a ticket, and if you didn't win, I'm sorry, but I'm so happy that you chose to support the Look and Listen Lottery, which is a great fundraiser for CJTR, and we're grateful for that. But the folks that won the grand prize, the person that won the grand prize is Terry Smith.
Yay.
And she won the trip for two to London, England.
London, England?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
trip
yeah.
Trip for two, she's taking me, right?
Well, I put my order in, but... And that includes the return airfare for two, 7-night stay in a 4-star hotel, and London sightseeing tour, London rock music tour, tickets to the musical Thriller live in the West End, and $1,000 cash spending money.
Wow.
Yeah. And congratulations also to Nicole Charrington, and she won a $1,000 travel voucher from Carlson Vaughan Lee Rickert Travel. And the third prize winner was Nirmal Thakkar, who is going to enjoy a music-filled weekend at the Regina Folk Festival in August. So again, thank you to everyone who bought tickets for this year's Look and Listen Lottery, and thank you for supporting Regina Community Radio. And we're back. And you brought along some music star.
Yes, I did. My uncle, Jerry Caboni, put a song together for The Missing, and it is called Missing, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Okay, well, we'll play that right now.
Six 600 women missing, now there's more. They were reported missing, but the law of the country ignored. It seemed it didn't matter, like they never lived. Their loved ones kept asking, can you find our daughters? Don't you know she's someone's daughter, a sister to her brother, loved by a sister. So missed by her children, crying all the time, where's my mama when she's coming home? Thank you.
That pretty well tells it the way it is, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more it's just the thing that disturbs me personally is the number of people that can't seem to get their head around it and care about what's going on, that recognize what a huge problem it is and how badly it needs to be addressed.
It needs to be addressed, yes.
What got you started on this trail, Star? Like, how long have you been doing this?
I think about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. it started when I was marching with the Idle No More, created the Flash Mob Round Dances for Idle No More, and then I found the activist protesting protector feeling in my heart, and I wanted to go out and protect the people. That's who I am. I feel like I am a warrior, and if the people are having problems, I'll go out there and I'll be their voice and I'll take action. And I went to one of the February 14th vigil where Brenda Dubois had done it, I think, over about 20 years maybe. And she handed me the torch. And I thought, wow, what am I going to do? This, again, doesn't affect me? What was I saying? This doesn't affect me. Yes, it does affect you, Star. This is your community. It does affect you. Affects me, affects you, and you, and you. Affects everyone when his sister goes missing or murdered, because they had a family, they had children. So Brenda gave me a book of the list of names that went missing or murdered. And I went down the list, and the list just kept on and on and on, and I couldn't believe it. I can't believe my eyes, all these women's names.
No, was this list basically Saskatchewan?
Basically just Saskatchewan, but other places too. Mm-hmm. And what kind of got me kind of mad was people were just saying statistics. Oh, there's this 1,200, 1,200, 1,200. That's all the number you hear is 1,200. But they don't hear, I'm sorry for kind of getting upset, but what they don't hear is their names. These women have names. These women had lives. These women have children. These women are not statistics. These women are human beings. These women are our sisters. So that's why I thought, well, okay, I got to do 4 events. What am I going to do? So I thought about, okay, let's do flowers, because each woman is a flower. And we wrapped around ribbons around these flowers, how they went missing, how they went murdered with their names. And like I said to you before, I was on the bed and I had all these flowers. My flowers were surrounding. I had a king size bed and all these flowers around me. I'm writing ribbon on the ribbon. Tamara Keatness, missing. Pam George, murdered. Danita. It just goes on. It kept on and on. And all of a sudden, it felt like someone was pushing my bed. Like, just push. And I was like, what the heck? Who can, my king size, it's a heavy king size bed. And it, and it was pushing. I got scared, and I go up to my mom. I said, "Mom, something's happening. The bed's moving." And she goes, "Well, what are you doing?" And I told her what I was doing, and she says, "You better smudge those flowers. You better smudge that ribbon. Because maybe a sister's pushing your bed, telling you, don't forget her. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. Write my name down. Write my name down." And it took me about a few days to do all these flowers with the women's names on them, even the stolen angels. And it was getting emotional with me, and I thought, this is way too much. I can't handle all this, because it felt like I was carrying all those stories on me. And I thought, I better need help. Then I go to my community, and I said, I need help. I need help to do this. I can't do this by myself. And that's, again, that's the strength in your community. All you got to do is just ask. And so we marched. We marched with these flowers down Albert Street. And we laid them on the legislative steps. We had a few politicians there. Now, maybe it was just for a photo op, but before that, they always supported me in things I've done, like Warren McCall, Trent Weatherspoon, and Ralph Goodale. They supported me in most of the things I've done. And thank you guys for doing that. And so I had all these flowers, and I said, what are we going to do with these flowers? All these flowers with ribbon on it. And one of my friends says, we'll hand them out budget day. So I said, okay, we'll do it budget day. So we handed all the flowers out on budget day to all the politicians.
This is at the ledge.
Yeah, at mm-hmm. the ledge. So I didn't know, okay, so what else are we going to do? What else are we going to do? So we just kept marching. We took the sidewalks and we took the street. And I said, well, this is, and they're still not doing nothing. So I said, okay, we got to take this further. So we went on Albert Street Bridge for 24 hours. 24 hours we stayed on that bridge just to let the public know we do have a problem here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do have a problem. And I don't know what else to do, because I'll go all the way. I'm an extremist. I'll do something because I ain't afraid.
I guess the thing is really, it's an ongoing problem.
It is.
So it's an ongoing fight.
It's going to be ongoing. I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
I did pass the flag to Zeke, and he already did one event. He's got three more today, but I'll still keep on doing the February 14th one.
Right.
The torch was passed to me for yeah. that.
Now, I was just thinking, you know, in November, we have November the 11th, in which we recognize the sacrifices made by our armed forces in two world wars and that sort of thing. And that's for conflicts that are over. You know, they made contributions which made it possible for us to live the lives we live today.
Yes.
You know, and that's good. But I was just thinking, we're in the middle of a conflict right now. And we need to remember the people that have lost their lives and continue to. And so we need people to step up and recognize what's going on and make a difference.
Hey, I even do that, too. I even volunteer at the Legion, too, because mm-hmm. they sacrifice their lives for my life. So I that's what I do. I just go out and help. Like mm-hmm. today at the Friendship Center, I serve breakfast there. That's what I do. I help my community. Because I know my community will be there for me.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose ultimately, that's probably what's going to solve this whole problem, is when everybody has
yes.
a sense of community, when nobody is a stranger, when you're concerned about everybody's well-being, when everybody's looking after everybody else, it should be impossible to have such a thing as stolen sisters and murdered, you know, that should not be possible, ultimately. I think that's what we're working for.
I'd like to have 1 week where I don't have to post someone that went missing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's every day. It seems like it's just getting worse.
Right. as I was discussing with you earlier, I really think that we're just looking at one part of a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I believe, and a lot of people believe, that our senior governments need to get involved and have a hard look at what needs to be done. And as in so many things, you can't just look at it from a criminal, from a legalistic point of view. You've got to look at root causes. You've got to look at what the big problem is. And these other things that happen, terrible as they are, they're symptoms. You got to fix the big problem.
Because if it's a man making a woman disappear, why is that man out there? Why is he doing this? Did something happen to him?
Yeah, where did he come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of experience did he have in his past?
And it doesn't matter whether he's white or First Nation.
It doesn't matter. Violence is violence.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're black, pink, green. Violence is violence.
Mm.
And that's one thing I don't like, when they have to put certain people here and certain people there. Them themselves are causing kind of like a conflict or a racism. It doesn't matter. That person is still a human being. That person, it doesn't matter what color. This is what really that people don't understand about community. It doesn't matter if you're white or black.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you went missing, that's a problem. That's the problem. Now, why did you go missing? Who made you go missing? What was mm-hmm. wrong with him to
right.
do that? Because
yeah.
something, look at Jeffrey Dahmer. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so he
crazy.
He did have problems.
Yeah, it was in Chicago, I think.
And he was a native.
You know, I was just thinking, as we're talking about this and getting a broader focus on the whole thing, there are programs, and the one that pops into my mind is Housing First, and you've probably heard that. And that's where you start looking after people and make sure they have a place to stay that's theirs, and proper food, proper care. You look after them and make sure that their basic needs are being met, you know, instead of picking them up off the street and taking them to emergency or taking them to jail or whatever, and really not solving the problem. You know, if you start solving some of these basic problems, then I think you start to see some positive results. And that's where, I hate to put a dollars and cents point of view on it here, but that seems to be the only way that some of our government people will look at it. You will save money if you do this. Ultimately, you save money by looking after people. And so that's part of the message. They should be doing it just because we need to help people. But if you want to look at it from a dollars and cents point of view, you will save money. And then these problems that we're looking at, the stolen sisters, missing and murdered women, that will gradually come to an end, because the situation that produces the people that do this sort of thing, that situation will gradually disappear, and those people will be helped instead of doing the sort of things that have been done. I hope.
Me too.
I'd like to play some music now.
Sure can. yeah, make me smile.
And one of my favorite artists is Michael Franti. And I'm just going to wake up the computer here. And we're going to play some Michael Franti. Okay, it's always fun getting the computer going, but I think I can do it.
I think you can.
Tell me why the grass was greener years ago. I swear it used to grow here, but no more here. Tell me why on this hill all the birds they used to come to fly here, come to die here. And tell me why I need to know. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to know. Always show me. Hey world, what you say? go on for another day or two. Don't give up on me, I won't give up on you. Just believe in me like I believe in you. Corner, all the kids that used to come to run here, load their guns here, and tell me why it's okay to kill in the name of the gods we pray. Tell me who said it's okay to die in the name of the lies we say. Tell me why there's child soldiers. Tell me why they close the borders. Tell me how to fight disease, and tell me now, won't you please? The only thing I want to do is to be in the arms of someone who believes in me, like I believe in you. And I say, hey, oh world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey, oh world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey, oh world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, I won't give up. And I try, 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 try. I try, 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 try for you. Don't give up on me. And I cry, cry, cry. Just believe in me like I believe. Hey, oh world, what you say? Hey, oh world, what you say? Hey, oh world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey, oh world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me. Won't give up on me. Just believe in me like I believe in you. Don't give up on me. Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say?
And that's Michael Franti. Hey, world, don't give up. We can't give up.
Not going to give up. Kick yeah. my butt if I give up. If. No, if. I take that if back.
So remind us. Remind us of what's happening in Victoria Park.
Victoria Park. It's called Have a Heart in Victoria Park. It's the event's on Facebook, if it, anybody's on Facebook. Have a Heart in Victoria Park. It's May 10th at 2 o'clock. As you know, some of the mothers, I mean, some of the sisters were mothers. This event is for the children. It's not a protest. There won't be media there. We got to protect the children's identity. It's for the children just to have a little picnic in the park. We have a little musical guest called, his name is Cam Fraser. He's coming and he's going to be singing songs. Hopefully we'll be doing some face painting and we'll be doing some artwork where the kids can make jewelry boxes or earrings or necklaces for their cookums, like the grandmothers or aunts, sisters. And we're going to make cupcakes, decorate cupcakes. we want to keep it safe for the children.
Okay, so we're going to have music. We're going to have cupcakes.
Yes. All right.
So it's basically just going to be a fun event.
Yes. Well, with all the events that I've been doing, I'm trying to have, like, first, we got away from the statistics. We gave the women names. We walked with them. Now we got to look after the children. And
I'm just looking at the Facebook page here. There's a Facebook page called Mother's Day Walk to Support Murdered Missing Aboriginal Women.
That sounds like Winnipeg.
Oh, no.
In Victoria Park?
This is, okay, I'm looking at Mother's Day Walk to Support Missing and Murdered Aboriginal Women. And this is supposed to be in front of the ledge. So that's different. I don't know. Okay, let me try again. Okay, so this is Have a Heart in Victoria Park.
Have a Heart in Victoria Park.
Got it.
Okay,
there you go. Have a Heart in Victoria Park. Yeah, so if you look at that, and there it is. Sunday, 2 p.m. Yep, so if you get on your Facebook and look at Have a Heart in Victoria Park on Facebook, you will see all the information there. And
yes, and if you have children, come on down and have a picnic with us. But we are saying it's not a protest. We're showing the love for the children right now.
Right. And there's a lot of children involved here.
Yes, there is.
Sadly. Grandchildren, you've got aunties, and you've got grandmothers who are looking after the children of women who have just disappeared from their lives, and they don't know why and they don't know where. Which is a great tragedy in itself, for sure.
So, yeah, 10 o'clock. I mean, May 10th.
May 10th.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yep.
Just Mother's follow Day. The music.
we're going to have lots of music. Hopefully we'll have some decent weather.
Hopefully.
I think it's supposed to be sunny, but I still think they're calling for weather. Well, the temperature is not going to be that great, so wear a sweater.
And a blanket. Don't wear a blanket. I mean, like, bring a blanket so you could sit on it.
Okay. All righty. So there's going to be cupcakes. There's going to be entertainment. So it's actually going to be a nice event.
It should be, and that's that. And that would be my last event for that. And then Zeke has to continue.
Okay. And we're done now, too. So we're going to close this week's Human Rights Radio on CJTR Community Radio. Thank you for being here, Star. I really appreciate it. And we hope you've all enjoyed listening to and have learned something new about human rights for all people. For information on past and upcoming shows with links to human rights actions and information, go to amnestysaskatchewan.ca. Peter Benenson, the founder of Amnesty International, often said, "It's better to light a candle of hope than to curse the darkness."